was just finishing up marking Mr. Johnson's grave lot with a shovel when Rodney pulled up in his van. When Rodney got out of his van, Derek was at least happy that Rodney was wearing some clean clothes. "Why didn't you wait on me?" Rodney asked as he walked up to Derek. "Because I ain't got all day. What time is it anyways?" Derek said. Rodney told Derek it was around 9. "Why are you showing up so late?" Derek asked. "I didn't know we had to be here exactly at a certain time," Rodney said. "I didn't think I'd have to tell you that," Derek replied. "Well, I guess I'll know for next time," Rodney said. Derek didn't say anything back. He just got back onto the backhoe and started it up. He looked over in Rodney's direction and gave him a dirty look. He couldn't believe how badly Rodney was taking advantage of him. He knew that Charlie would never put up with Rodney. Derek had some problems operating the scoop of the backhoe. The hole turned out wider and longer than what it was supposed to be. It almost looked like an oval instead of a rectangle. "What are you digging? A swimming pool?" Rodney said. He laughed a little bit. "Shut up," Derek said as he got off the tractor. He felt a little bit like a fool. "The hole isn't that bad," Derek said. "Whatever," Rodney replied. "We got to get everything else ready for the funeral," Derek said. "Well, let's get to it then," Rodney said. Rodney had a little grin on his face. Rodney didn't do much while they were getting the rest of the things ready for the funeral. Derek had put out all the chairs and set up the tarp. Rodney had stood by the truck and smoked a couple of cigarettes. Derek wasn't sure how he felt about Rodney at the moment. Derek did have Rodney move the Ford truck and trailer out of the way. It was getting close to being about time for the funeral. Derek got into the truck with Rodney and they sat there and waited. "Why were you so late this morning?" Derek asked. "Didn't feel like getting out of bed," Rodney said. "You know how that goes." Derek sat there trying to figure out what to say. He didn't want to piss off his friend, but he was hoping for a better reason. Derek didn't want to get up and come into the cemetery either, but it was his job. "You gotta put up with guys like me now since you're the boss," Rodney said. He chuckled a little bit. "No wonder you can't get a job anywhere else," Derek said. Rodney shook his head and they both laughed. Derek noticed the black hearse coming into the cemetery entrance. He was getting tired of sitting in the truck, so he got out to smoke a cigarette. Rodney got out also. Derek noticed that there weren't too many people with the funeral progression. He wasn't too surprised, though, not after the way the man's daughter had talked about him. The image of Kathy Miller started to stick out in his mind. He imagined Kathy Miller standing in between the trees, dressed in her pink skirt and white blouse. He didn't think that she was watching him, but she was watching the funeral. Maybe she was curious on who her newest neighbor was. That's how it's like at the cemetery. Everyone has their own little piece of land, side by side with their own little streets, just like little city blocks. It's like a little town without the house. "Hope they don't slip into your oversized hole," Rodney laughed. Rodney was motioning to the pallbearers that were setting the casket down. "Shut up," Derek replied. Derek did think that he noticed one of the middle pallbearers start to slide into the hole. He watched the overweight man trying to catch himself. He wanted to laugh. He thought about Kathy standing in the woods, watching him laugh. Derek tried to look for Miss Johnson, the man's daughter. He didn't see anyone who looked like her. He wondered what the man could have done to her. What would cause her to stay away from his funeral? Derek and Rodney went over to the grave site after the funeral was over. They stood there looking at the grave. Derek felt like he had to say something to Rodney. Rodney needed to be warned. "You do know better than look into a casket, right?" Derek asked Rodney. "Well, yeah. It's It's a little disrespectful, ain't it? Rodney said. Derek didn't know how to respond. He wanted to say that he had been that stupid and disrespectful. If Rodney knew better, then he certainly should have. Did that make him less of a person than Rodney? I just thought I should ask, Derek said. Then he explained to Rodney that Charlie had asked him the same question. The two of them started lowering the casket into the ground. You know, we're actually doing these people a favor, Rodney asked. How do you figure that? Derek said. If we didn't do it, then they would have to bury their own, Rodney said. I guess. It's one way of looking at it, Derek said. They finished everything up with Mr. Johnson's grave, and then they began to put the Ford and trailer up. Derek had Rodney help him back the old truck and trailer into the building, and then he sent Rodney home. There wasn't anything else to do except for one thing, and Derek wanted to do that on his own. He got into his Camaro and headed to the maintenance building in the old section of the cemetery. There he would do what he needed to do and then go back to the motel itself. The old section of the cemetery seemed extra dreary since he spent most of the day in the new section where it was mostly sunny. Once he was inside the building, he thought about locking the door just in case he wasn't alone. He walked over to the chart on the wall and found Mr. Johnson's lot. He wrote down Peter Johnson and wrote down the day that he was laid to rest. He stood back and looked at it. He couldn't believe that he had just done his second funeral. He sort of hoped that it would be his last. He couldn't take work in the job anymore. Not with Bill Jones in a tunnel. And what felt like Kathy Miller always around watching him. Derek stopped and got something to eat after he left the cemetery. He ordered his usual double cheeseburgers. He was hungrier than what he thought and ended up getting into him before he got out of the parking lot. He was glad he did because he wasn't very happy with his sandwiches. There was a long black hair hanging out of one of them. That's fucking nasty, he said. He threw it back into the bag. He swung his car around and parked in one of the parking spaces. He slammed his door as he got out to go inside. He didn't even try to calm himself down. He was thinking about throwing the bag of food at the first person that he saw. Derek walked up to the counter and a short redhead girl came up to him. He thought she looked to be around 16. They were a little bit busy. He was trying to tell himself now not to make a scene. May I help you, sir? The girl said. She could tell that there was something wrong. She kept looking around to see if any of her co-workers was going to come and help her. Yeah, you could tell whoever cooked this to keep their fucking hair out of my food, Derek said. Can you watch your language, sir? The girl said. Why don't you eat the fucking sandwiches? Derek asked as he threw the bag of cheeseburgers down on the counter in front of her. I think you need to leave, sir, she said. I think you need to give me my fucking money back, Derek said. Sir, if you keep it up, we will call the cops, another worker said. She was an overweight lady around Derek's age. Fuck you and the cops, Derek replied. Then a thought came to him. He couldn't deal with the cops. He suddenly bolted out the door and he heard the people laughing at him. He didn't care, though. He wasn't going to stick around and wait for the cops to show up. Stupid, stupid, Derek said to himself as he pulled out of the parking lot. He couldn't believe that he lost it and made a scene in a public place. Derek was worried that they might have gotten his license plate. He worried about getting pulled over on the way back to the motel. Derek made sure the door was locked once he got inside the motel room. He was stressing out. Thinking about the cops made him think about the cemetery, which made him think about Bill Jones, which made him think about Kathy Miller. He was going crazy. He blamed all of his problems on Mountain Hill Cemetery. He couldn't afford any stupid mistakes. As of right now, Bill Jones was still considered a missing person. Later on in the evening, Derek got bored and tried to draw a picture. He tried to think of something to draw, but nothing came to mind. When his pencil hit the paper, though, his thoughts went back to the cemetery and Mr. Johnson's funeral. He sat there and tried to draw Mr. Johnson's casket and funeral. He thought he did well, all except for people's faces. He sketched all their bodies just right, or so he thought, but none of them had faces. He tried to put a face on one, but messed it up. He looked at the pictures he had drawn of Kathy Miller, and he had done her face perfectly. It looked just like her. He gave up on drawing and sat around and listened to the vehicle doors for the rest of the night. Occasionally, he would think that it was the cops, and his heart would start racing. He started smoking one cigarette after another until he ran out of cigarettes. A couple days went by, and Derek started noticing something at the cemetery. Every day, a couple of people would show up and stop and see Rodney at the cemetery. He was sure that Rodney was selling drugs. He was going to have to put a stop to it. He didn't need Rodney drawing attention to the cops. Derek did get one break, though. The county fair had ended, so the motel wasn't that busy anymore. One day, Derek was at the cemetery by 7:30 in the morning. He's dressed in black shorts and t-shirt. He had got tired of sitting around the motel room and decided to come in to work early. He sat around the maintenance building most of the time. He thought about a way to approach Rodney about selling drugs on a property. He didn't want to confront Rodney for several reasons. First, Rodney was supposed to be his best friend. Second, Rodney was his dealer. He didn't know what kind of reaction he was going to get from Rodney. But they couldn't be selling drugs at the cemetery with Bill's body lying in the tunnel. He wondered if Rodney would even take him seriously. Rodney didn't show up until about 8:30. Derek could tell that Rodney had just gotten out of bed. His long hair was a mess, wasn't brushed like it usually was. His blue jeans had some holes in them. He had a black concert shirt on. Rodney wasn't a morning person. The two of them took a cruise and smoked a joint. Derek thought this would be a good time to have a conversation with Rodney. He knew he couldn't keep putting it off. He didn't want Rodney to have any visitors this afternoon. "Hey, we need to talk," Derek said. He started explaining to Rodney that he thought that they shouldn't be having people stop by the cemetery. "Why is that?" Rodney asked. He looked confused. Derek took a deep breath before he continued. He didn't want to take a chance of getting into an argument with Rodney, but he believed that the sheriff was still watching the cemetery. "I know you've been selling drugs out of the cemetery," Derek said. He looked over at Rodney to see how Rodney was reacting. Rodney still looked confused. "I think you should stay out of my business," Rodney said. "You don't know what's going on." Derek had to stop himself from snapping back. He was regretting hiring Rodney to work at the cemetery. "Just stop having people come to the cemetery," Derek said. Rodney didn't say a word back to Derek. He did give Derek a dirty look. He didn't understand why Rodney couldn't just sell his drugs once he got home after work. Rodney acted like he had an attitude for the rest of the day. He had kept throwing his cigarette butts on the ground because he knew it pissed Derek off. Derek would have to pick them up each time. Rodney wasn't afraid of disrespecting the cemetery like Derek was. Derek felt bad for upsetting Rodney, but he believed that he was doing the right thing. Everything about his job seemed to be the wrong thing to do. He tried to get things off of his mind as he went back to the motel. He really didn't think about anything till nighttime came around. He started getting a weird feeling once it got dark. He felt like he wasn't alone in the motel room. He felt that way for the rest of the night. Derek was at the cemetery on a Friday morning about 7:30. There was a message on the answer machine when he walked into the building. He freaked out when he heard the name Kathy Miller come across the machine. They said that Kathy's tombstone was supposed to show up on Monday. Derek sat at the workbench, freaking out about hearing someone else talk about Kathy Miller. He didn't even consider that the day would come when he would have to set her tombstone. You hope that maybe by putting her tombstone down perfectly, Kathy Miller might forgive him. I'll just make sure everything goes smoothly, Derek said out loud to himself. He sat there, smoked a cigarette. He knew that he was going to have to call Ronnie and tell him to show up on time, or at least try to. Derek arrived at the cemetery on Monday morning. There was plenty of time to spare before the tombstone arrived. He had to get himself mentally prepared for setting the tombstone. He wanted everything to go perfect. He thought if he did it just right, maybe Kathy would just leave him alone. He still felt guilt of opening her casket. He sat at the workbench thinking about some things. He thought about all the things that had happened since Bill and he had opened Kathy's casket. He knew that making it right with Kathy Miller wouldn't bring back Bill Jones. But he had to at least try to fix something. The guilt was eating him up. Ronnie walked into the maintenance building around 8:10. Derek was off in his own little world. He didn't know what time Ronnie had showed up. He was more worried about Kathy Miller's tombstone than he was about Ronnie being late. "You look real busy this morning," Ronnie said. Ronnie actually had a smile on his face. He acted like he was in a good mood. He was wearing a flannel shirt that had sleeves cut off. Derek was glad that Ronnie's pants at least didn't have any holes in them. "Just wasting time," Derek said. Ronnie was wanting to take a ride and smoke a joint, but Derek said it would have to wait. Ronnie was disappointed, and Derek got smart-ass and told him he should have showed up on a little bit earlier if he wanted to do all that. "What's your problem?" Ronnie said. "What's my problem?" Derek said. He looked at Ronnie. "You haven't been on time since you started here. Besides that, you still have people showing up here buying dope. So you're still trying to get in my business," Ronnie said. "You need to fucking stop," Derek replied. He raised his voice a little bit. "Maybe it's time for one of us to get a new job," Ronnie said. "You can have mine if you want it," Derek said. He wasn't laughing about it. He wasn't joking. He secretly wished that Ronnie would take his job. The argument couldn't go on any longer. The sound of the diesel truck was in the air. The tombstone had arrived. Derek basically set the tombstone in place by himself. Ronnie did nothing but stand back and watch him work. The two of them kept giving each other attitude. Derek didn't care because he got the tombstone down the way that he wanted to. He didn't want to deal with Ronnie's crap anymore. Blue rusted out toward a pickup truck pulled into the cemetery. The truck was headed straight for them. Derek hoped that it wasn't somebody for Ronnie, but he knew that it was. He felt his blood pressure rise when the truck came to a stop right in front of them. Ronnie walked straight to the driver's side of the truck with a cigarette in his mouth. Derek stood there watching, getting more upset. He couldn't believe what was going on. The guy who was delivering the tombstone was still there. Derek wanted to explode and go crazy on Ronnie. Ronnie momentarily looked up at Derek as he talked to some blonde-headed guy. Derek tried to give Ronnie a rude look. Ronnie looked away and continued to talk to the blonde-headed guy. Derek almost flipped out when he saw Ronnie drop a bag down in the guy's lap. The guy tried to hide the money he was giving Ronnie. Ronnie threw his cigarette onto the ground and walked away from the truck. "I need you to sign this," the delivery driver said. Derek's heart almost stopped when he heard the delivery man. He almost forgot all about him. Derek signed the paperwork without saying anything. He was concerned about what the delivery guy saw. Derek had spent his time making sure that everything was just right for Kathy Miller, and now Ronnie was messing it all up. He couldn't believe what Ronnie was doing. Derek couldn't hold his anger in once he got inside the maintenance building. "The fuck is your problem?" Derek asked. "What are you talking about?" Ronnie said. He acted like he didn't know what Derek was talking about. "I saw what you did," Derek said. That's going to be the last time, Ronnie replied. Derek stood there and didn't say anything. He didn't know if he should believe Ronnie or not. Ronnie had lied to him too many times in the past. He couldn't keep on putting up with the Ronnie situation. He did decide to trust Rodney against his better judgment. Let's just lock up and call it a day and try to be on time from now on, Derek said. I will, Rodney said with a grin. Let's clean up and get out of here, Derek said. Derek found himself walking through the cemetery at a fast pace. He didn't feel cold, but he could see his breath. He wasn't alone in the cemetery. There was a lot of people walking around, mostly older people, some teenagers, some young children. A few seemed to be dressed in some very old styles of clothing. He didn't know where his feet was taking him. They seemed to have a mind of their own. He couldn't look up or down or side to side, just straight ahead. He would have stopped himself if he could, especially once he noticed that he was heading towards the path. His feet took him straight to the tunnel. That's where he found Kathy Miller and Bill Jones standing by the tunnel entrance. He wanted to stop himself and turn around, but his body wouldn't listen. He couldn't speak. He stopped about 10 feet away from the tunnel entrance, his eyes focused on Kathy Miller and Bill's smiling faces. He noticed that all the people that had been walking in the cemetery were now coming down the path. He was freaking out, but his body seemed to be relaxed. He felt like there was something terribly wrong. Bring him to us, the ghost, Kathy Miller said. Bring him to us, Bill Jones said as he entered the tunnel. That's when Derek realized that the tunnel was no longer blocked off. He stood there wishing that he could close his eyes. He thought that he would never see Bill Jones again. Then an old man bent over and went into the tunnel. Then an old lady followed him. And one by one, everyone started going into the tunnel. Derek could do nothing but stand there and watch. He couldn't keep track of how many of them went into the tunnel. Kathy Miller was the last one to enter. And that's when Derek's body hit the ground. Derek woke up in a cold sweat. There was so much sweat that the bed felt wet. His mind was completely blank for a moment. He didn't even remember falling asleep after he had gotten back from the cemetery. He couldn't believe that he had another nightmare. His life was getting worse with each passing day. He was getting confused and frustrated all the time. Derek sat around the motel until 7 in the evening. He had to get out of the room for a while. He got tired of just cruising around the back roads, but he felt trapped inside the motel. He decided to go to one of the bars in Eaton. He picked the only bar that sat on the main road because he knew it wasn't busy. The bar was called the Old Mule. Derek walked inside and saw that the bar only had a few people sitting around. There was some old lady sitting by herself. She had on a black skirt and a white blouse. Two old men watching a sports show on the television. A big, rough-looking bartender stood behind the bar. The place had old motorcycle parts and pictures all over the place. He noticed that it was the only bar in town that had a pool table. Derek kind of liked the bar. The big brown-haired bartender checked Derek's ID as soon as he sat down at the bar. Derek ordered a draft beer. Three guys came into the bar and sat down in the seats next to Derek. He looked over and noticed that the guys looked to be about his age. They all seemed to be dressed in nice clothes. Derek didn't notice that the older lady had scooted herself closer to him. He only noticed her because her perfume started getting to him. She tried to get his attention without saying anything. She would look at him, then quickly turn her head. Then she finally said, I haven't seen you around here before. First time, Derek said. Derek wasn't in the mood to be hit on by the old lady. He didn't think that she was all that pretty. Do you need another beer, she asked. No, Derek replied. He looked down at his glass. It was still half a beer there. He explained to the lady that he wasn't much of a drinker. And she said, "Well, that's too bad." Then there was an unsettling moment of silence between the two of them. The lady sat there acting like she was disappointed. Derek didn't even bother to ask her her name. The three guys sitting next to Derek caught his attention. They started talking about Bill Jones, asking each other if they heard anything about it. One of the guys said that he thought that Bill was dead. Amazed by what he was hearing, Derek took another drink of his beer. He had hoped that it would be a moment where he wouldn't have to think about Bill Jones. He was ready to run out of the bar. He heard one of the guys say that Bill was his friend. Derek got up and started to leave. He couldn't sit there and listen to the guys talk about Bill. He thought that he could feel everyone watching him walk out. He didn't care. He just had to get out of there. Derek went back to the motel and sat down at the table. He sat there and told himself that he should have never left the motel. He's feeling guilty about hearing people wondering about Bill, thinking that he might be dead. Derek wondered if anyone would care if he would come up missing. He thought the only one would care would be his mom. He got a little depressed realizing that he didn't have too many people in his life that truly cared about him. Derek thought about Ronnie as soon as he pulled into the cemetery. He couldn't help but think about how he had reached his breaking point with Rodney. Rodney didn't have anyone at the cemetery the day after their conversation, but two people showed up the day after that. Derek knew that he had to put a stop to Rodney. Everyone was looking and talking about Bill Jones. Derek had actually put some thought into hiding the tunnel entrance. Derek had on black shorts and a shirt with his sleeves cut off. He planned to drive around and look for trash after he talked with Rodney. He didn't try to plan on what he was going to say. He just knew that he was going to have to fire Rodney. Derek ended up walking most of the old section of the cemetery. He found himself picking up a lot of Rodney's cigarette butts. He couldn't understand why Rodney insisted on disrespecting the cemetery like that. Derek could tell that there was something wrong with Rodney when Rodney showed up. Derek was sitting at the workbench when Rodney walked up to him. Rodney had camouflage pants on and a black t-shirt. Derek thought he could smell alcohol. "Did you have yourself a drink?" Derek asked. Rodney explained that he got drunk the night before and his stupid van broke down. He said he still had the same clothes on that he had on the night before. "Well, we need to have serious talk," Derek said. Rodney said that they probably should smoke first. Rodney didn't act like he cared about what Derek wanted to talk about. Derek tried to keep himself calm. He knew that firing Rodney would put an end to the situation. Probably cost him his friendship. He was willing to risk his friendship, but not his freedom. "We should probably talk first," Derek said. Derek explained to Rodney that Rodney might not be happy after done talking. "That's why we should smoke first," Rodney said. Rodney started walking towards the door. "Let's go down to the path," Rodney said. "We're not going down there," Derek said. He got up out of his seat. He didn't know why Rodney would suggest going down to the path. He wasn't going down to the path. Derek wanted to stay off the path. He was close to having Rodney away from the cemetery. "What's the attitude for?" Rodney asked. "This shit can't go on any longer," Derek said. "What's that supposed to mean?" Rodney asked. He had a serious look on his face. Rodney explained to Derek that he'd had a really bad night and he don't really want to deal with all this right now. "Let's just go down to the path and smoke, please," Rodney said. "I guess we'll talk when we're down there," Derek said. "Whatever," Rodney said as he walked out the door. Derek stood there for a moment. He put himself down for not going ahead and firing Rodney. He didn't want to go down to the path. He wasn't in the mood to smoke. Rodney was acting like he was still drunk. Derek told himself to keep his cool while the two of them were down on the path. You want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook? Head over to BarnesandNobles.com and check out Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within by William Swofford. In this ebook, you will get more details into the story that is Mount Hill Cemetery. So go to Barnes & Noble's and check out the ebook, Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within, Part 1 by William Swofford. This podcast and music was written and performed by William Swofford.